minister and officials from the department and all other representatives of our entities, the media and the NGOs, good morning again. We resume. We have approved the agenda, the two items on the agenda. The first item, we've also taken the apologies. The first item on the agenda talks to deliberations on the interviews of candidates for the South African Broadcasting Corporation, SABC Board. I would need to be guided as to how we are going to approach the deliberations. Honorable
Chair, I think when we adjourned, we agreed that we would want to consult as parties in terms of the mandate from our various caucuses. My suggestion would be let's allow parties to present whatever they have, and if there are misunderstandings, we'll continue to engage until we reach consensus.
Okay, thank you very much. Is that acceptable, Honorable Fandam?
Chair, I'm going to just make the point about the deliberations. I just want to make the point that we did discuss, but there was no concession from the ANC side. So the list as presented does not include names that we as the opposition thought should be included. So it's an entirely list of the ANC, and they're not willing to budge on any candidates. So I can't say consensus was reached. What we are going to be presented with is the ANC's list, which has candidates which we have serious problems with. But that's how the cookie crumbles. You have the majority. Honorable Kalako can read his list, and then we can talk about the candidates.
There are two proposals, that we go through the names and then allow engagement amongst honorable members. So, and also that we allow only the ANC. I think if we really want, do you want to, yes, Honorable Tano?
No, thanks, Chair. I think we are in the meeting of the portfolio committee, so so therefore, I think Honorable Kalako or Teddy or Ida Nzozi, as they are presenting, they will be presenting names as proposed as a member of a portfolio. So unless we are in the ANC meeting, it's something else. I think we you are chairing us, Chair. So I think Honorable Kala could be doing that as a member of a committee. Thank you.
Yes, Honorable Fanda.
Honorable Kala, sometimes it's okay just to keep quiet. It's all right. It's totally all right. As Honorable Kala said when we were making deliberations, he said representatives of political parties will go and deliberate. So don't say he's just representing as a member of this portfolio committee. He's representing as a member of the ANC, and he's presenting the ANC's list. It's okay to keep quiet sometimes.
Can I make a proposal? I think, I think what we need to do is to try and allow the representatives to present the names. You see, because some of us were not in a caucus meeting, we don't even know whether were there any names where you had consensus. So don't deprive us an opportunity to gain insights as to how you came to whatever name. Honorable Sid.
So I think when we left last week, the understanding was very clear that we should have concluded this particular matter on Tuesday. So the understanding was that all the parties are now going back to their various caucuses to consult. So it's proper to say whatever we're going to be presenting are from those various caucuses. I think let's proceed in that direction. Allow the ANC, EFF, and the DA to present whatever they have. So if we're not agreeing, it's then that the engagement will come. So the issue to me as to whether parties have already agreed, the deadlock or whatever, to me is premature. Now we want to present the list, and we are ready ourselves from the ANC.
Okay,
yes,
Honorable
Joseph. We want to speak about the blue crane. I want to know if the blue crane has been shortlisted. And it will be presented by Kalak.
Actually, thank you for reminding us, because we couldn't deliberate on Tuesday because Honorable Van Damme made a proposal that it's good to consult and get engagement. And if we keep it at that spirit, that will help us to understand where there's a convergence and where there are differences. Okay, Honorable Fanda.
Chair, I must also express my displeasure at you. You quoted in the media saying it was my proposal that we go and consult with our caucuses, as is the process in Parliament, as we've always done. You made it out to seem it was only me who wanted that. Honorable Kalako also said we must caucus. In fact, caucuses are held on a Thursday. We'd agreed to meet on Tuesday. Caucus is happening right now. The ANC caucus is probably happening right now. So you moved the date, actually, to today, when it was supposed to be Tuesday. So please, can it not be misrepresented that it was me who said we need to consult with caucuses? The whip of the ANC, Honorable Kalako, said, yes, that's what we do. We go and consult with caucuses. So can that please be clarified, because you dragged my name through the mud unnecessarily. Thank you.
Okay. So, if my understanding of what transpired is correct, you made a proposal, and then other honorable members concurred. So, I really don't know. I thought that's how I heard. The proposal came from you, but there was a concurrence. Without concurrence, would have gone ahead. Honorable Klaba?
No, Chair, I think you are right in how you are raising it. Honorable Van Damme shouldn't present, always she likes presenting herself as singular. And we are always cautioning and advising her to say, ours is to act as a committee. Now perhaps media would write about her, so we must listen to that. Our actions, you are leading the committee. We are acting and doing our work as a collective and a committee, not singular. I think you are right the way you are saying it. Thanks, Chair.
On the other aspect, I must say, honorable members, you know, sometimes in a committee you agree on a proposal, only to find that when you check with programming, whatever you agreed to is unrealistic. Like, for instance, if Parliament is rising on Wednesday, it will be very difficult for them to put, to schedule something which they don't have in front of them. So that was a difficulty also, that we had to shorten our consultation so that at least they have this item ready and they schedule it. Otherwise, if we waited for Wednesday, we would leave and say to them, can you schedule this? There could be difficulties because you are rising on Wednesday. So hence the emphasis that we have to do it before Tuesday. Okay, honorable members, are you proposing something different or we ask?
No, I'm just on the subject matter, not the peripheral things. I want to just get on that so that we start to do what we are supposed to do on this item. Can I go, Chair?
What was that,
Honorable Fanda? Chair, I was just asking to read slowly so we can write.
Okay. But we are coming over to you after here. Okay.
Chair, the ANC proposed names for the filling of the vacancies are the following. After we have considered gender, considered how the board is constituted, considered the what we need in the board now. The names are Ms. Papaya, that is Mary Papaya. Two, Ms. Jasmina Patel. Three, Dr. Marcia Sotigwa. Four, Ms. Mamutupi Mhlala Mlaudzi. Five, Ms. Benedict Muthing. Six, Advocate Muchedi Benjamin Likalakala. 7, Professor Cooper Seth Sivan. 8, Mr. Maimela David. That is David Maimela. Those are the names, the proposals from the ANC to fill the vacancies which are there in the board at the present moment. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Honorable Fandam.
Thank you very much, Chair. Ms. Papaya, we are in agreement with. I think she presented herself very well during interviews. She expressed her fierce independence. She came across as a person who will stand up for independence at the SABC, and she brings with her experience from the media. So we are in support of Papaya.
Chair, I'm sorry to interject.
Yeah.
Can Kalako motivate?
Okay.
Yeah, because we're not in a list conference here. I'm requesting that we allow him to make the motivation of why they've come up with these names before we make assumptions about what the reasons are. I want him to be on record about their thinking, not just say gender, balance, and skills, and what. Unless he's satisfied that that's what motivated them to come up with these names. it's my respectful request to the veteran of the Robben Island.
Yeah,
I support that.
Honorable Kanako, maybe if you can take honorable members through each and every candidate, the motivation you had.
No problem, Chair. We can do that. Chair, Ms. Papaya Umeri acquitted herself firstly very well in the interviews, and her experience. He is a journalist, both community and also knowing very well the TV space. And also, of course, because in her interviews, talking through how changes can be made in the SAPC according to times. So, and of course, she's very independent and strong, which is those are characters we need. So we selected her based on those qualifications. Ms. Jasmina Patel, with her experience on different fields, as her actually CV has actually revealed to us and herself in the interviews here, especially around accounting and even her qualifications as a Bachelor of Accounting Science and Master's in Business Leadership. And she has been in all the positions leading the internal audit in different organizations and companies. And she has also actually created those units where she was, as you'll see. Oh, Dr. Sokrigwa, she displayed her experience even around issues of regulation and even her leadership in various spheres until maybe presently now. And she knows the field. She knows the sector very well. Umamudupi Mushala, she was very outstanding. First experience, she has even been involved in crafting the policies and even the laws which today are followed by SABC itself. She has been party in moving us towards what we have now, which governs the sector. She's very independent. We know she has clashed with many of his principals, because of her strong views on issues. She's not the one person which you can just dismiss. Ms. Benedict Muthain, she's coming with an experience especially around community issues. She's a person surely will make an indelible contribution to that board around those issues of community, and especially on issues which need to be, as a broadcaster, SABC, which have a duty to actually make sure that there's a cohesion of our nation, there's a unity of our nation. She will be able to steer the board and make sure that even SABC is able to deal with those issues. Advocate Likalakala, his experience he has been working, especially around and his qualifications around broadcasting and telecommunications. But especially where he has been working, there's not a single instance where he was found to have done wrong in his duties. All the things which have been raised about him, there has been no proof of him being convicted or being found wrong at work. He is a very independent character, very independent, experienced a person when it comes to this field. Professor Seth Cooper, I'm sure if we people who know him will know this is one individual which you cannot make him your lackey or to do wrong things. He's very independent. Scholarly wise, we all know him. He's very independent, he's credible, he's got experience, even in the field in which we are putting him in. He's not a walkover. That's why he always crosses swords with many people. He's not a walkover. He actually stands for what he believes, unless he's actually convinced otherwise. David Maimela, a young fellow who has got a very bright future and potential, who also he has done a lot of research, he has written papers. He's a person who can contribute a lot in the SABC. And knowing him, is not a person who, when he present and research and write things and put his views, who is mostly held up by ideologies, not attending to the facts and the real situation at hand. So he's a person, a young person who we think he's got a future to drive the policies which have been shaped by this government to be implemented by the SABC, and also to make sure that SABC adhere to all the acts which actually are the products of these policies, of the policies I've mentioned. So we considered all those elements when we were wanting these names, these people. Didn't want people who will be there, who can be swayed, who can be influenced out of their mandate or out of what they are supposed to do in that space in the board. People who stand fast and not be used to actually begin to interfere and want to make SABC to be partisan to anyone and to any party. So these are the considerations we had, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will deliberate afterwards. I wanted to finish his presentation. You, Honorable Kalako, you remember we have this, the letter which Dr. Soltuigwa had to present. If you can just take members through.
Yeah, all the members of the committee received the letter, know what is there. I think all of us will deliberate on that. Everybody have it.
Okay.
Okay, as I was saying, Mary Papaya we're in support of. As I said, she conducted herself very well during the interview. She seemed to have a very fearless spirit.
I think let's correct this thing, otherwise we'll have problems. I think we're at the stage where she must present a list from the DA. That's where we are now. It will be wrong for her to start with demotivations now. Can I present a list, motivate as Honorable Kalako was doing? The issue that is coming up with to me, she will not come now. She's jumping the gun. Present her list from the DA. That's what we want now. And that's exactly what Honorable Kalako was doing.
Honorable Fandam.
Chair, I will conduct myself the way I think I should conduct myself. We had prior deliberations. This is the list. The NC is not going to concede. So I'm going to talk about the list that we have in front of us. I'm not going to do that. So,
Chair,
Mary...
Chair, order.
What's the point of order?
Yeah, the point of order, Chair. I rise to second Honorable Sedi. Our discussion here is based upon as participating equally.
There's no such a point of order.
No, I'm still on table. Emma can manage.
No, but there's no such a point of
so
order.
Therefore,
you can't rise to
so
support.
Therefore, Chair, I'm seconding what Sedi is raising. Because in as much as they may have listed our list, which we have presented, we want to do so that we are also able to do the checklist. While Honorable Kalako was presenting, they were also making notes. We want to know what do they think. Otherwise, they agree with us then. They must not tell us later, no, they are not in disagreement. Because if they are saying these names are equally fairly debated on a platform, we want to also...
But, Chair, this is not a point of order. This guy...
Therefore, Chair, it's important to hear
this guy is deliberate. Can you take charge of the meeting?
I'm not a guy. I'm an honorable guy.
He's deliberating.
I'm an honorable member. Okay.
He's deliberating. Please take...
Yes.
We don't have time.
You
don't have time.
We
don't have time. No, but he's deliberating. He said he's raising a point of order. That's not the point of order.
You are not sharing.
It's not a point of order.
Order.
Not a point of order.
Honorable member.
We don't have time, Chair. Take charge of the meeting. If a person is not raising a point of order, you must tell them.
Honorable member.
Deliberating now.
We want their
name. If you want to talk, raise your hand to the chairperson. You must not talk. I'm doing what you are doing.
We want their names, Chair.
I'm correcting.
Honorable members, can I make a plea? We are trying to get a consolidated list. Where there's consensus, there's no crime. But obviously, Honorable Fandam won't end there where there's consensus. Yeah, let's allow members to engage. It's not about demotivating others and so on. Where there's consensus, we must agree that at least we agree on 1, 2, 3, so that the engagement is on where we differ.
Yeah. I don't know why they are so embarrassed of their list.
No.
Can
no.
I just talk? Chair, please run this meeting. You've given me a chance to speak. They are interrupting me. Can I please be protected and allowed to speak? I did not interrupt Honorable Kalako. So can the ANC please sit quietly and listen, because I am now speaking. I will not be dictated to them by them how I must engage in this committee. I am not a member of the ANC. I will do according to what I feel I should do as a member of this committee. So please do not recognize any more interruptions and let me speak. Thank you. Mary Papaya. We support Mary Papaya. She conducted herself well during interviews. She displayed fierce independence. She has a background in media. So we think she's a great candidate to serve on SABC board. Jasmina Patel, She also displayed great audit skills. My only concern with her was that I didn't feel that fearlessness. I didn't feel that fearless independence. I didn't think she had the grit which is required to serve on the SABC board. But given her qualifications, I am willing to support her. But I don't think, I must say that I don't think she has what it takes to survive the board. But I hope that after she's appointed, she will build the courage that it takes to serve on the board. Dr. Sotigo equally was a very excellent candidate. There was the issue of the unions which raised allegations of racism against her and that she had appointed the Minister of Higher Education son inappropriately, but we have a report that exonerates her, so I'm in support of Sokrigwa as well. Mamadupi Mohala, she has the right experience. She has intensive knowledge of the sector. I do have a concern regarding her temper and whether or not she will be able to work with a team. There have been concerns that she's toxic, but it could very well just be that she's a very strong woman, and people generally don't like strong women who stand their grounds, are very assertive. So I think we will not fight that one. Benedict Mothine, she had no broadcasting experience. She couldn't answer. She didn't bring anything new or fresh. I think there were better candidates than her. But also, I mean, I don't think she was a great candidate. I thought there were better candidates than her who should take that spot. I think she could very well be a walkover. So I'm not really in support of her because she doesn't have the requisite experience. Lekala Kala, I also am not in support of. He served in the city of Johannesburg as secretary to council. And there were times when there was intense corruption there, and I do not feel satisfaction that he's a person who will speak up when something is wrong at the SABC. I feel he will be a person who will be a walkover. So no. And then Professor Sats Cooper, I would like to express my objection in the most serious terms. Number one, during the interview, he was arrogant. He was belittling of members of this committee. So he's not going to be a person who feels he must be held accountable by this committee. One, there's a ministerial report which found him to be a person who surrounded himself with acolytes, who made regular appointments. So that's not the kind of person we want to serve on the board. And also, I read a report where he said that people who do online dating are retarded. So this is absolutely not the kind of person who should serve on the SABC board. One, there's a report that finds him of serious transgressions, which we are not considering. Dr. Sakigwa, there were allegations against her. She came and provided documents to this committee which exonerated her. Mr. Cooper, Dr. Cooper, Professor Cooper, there was a report against him. He never challenged that report. He hasn't given us evidence to the contrary. So he's absolutely unsuitable for the SABC board, and we will fight to make sure that, as we hear rumors that he's going to be appointed chair, let it be known that we are going to be quite tough on Sats Cooper. He does not belong on the SABC board. He will destroy the board. people will resign under him because of his character, because of his arrogance. He reminds me of Ben Ngubane. Ben Ngubane, who chaired the SABC board and thought he was an executive director and not a non-executive director. So, Fats Cooper, hell no. David Nirimela, while I am in support of young people being on the SABC board, they are young people who have experience in broadcasting, who have the qualifications required in the Broadcasting Act. Mr. Manela doesn't have those qualifications. So if there was another young person who came here, and I'm sure there are plenty of them out there who have qualifications in broadcasting, with that kind of experience, then I would support him. Also, David Manela's experience is mainly in the ANC. He's on social media campaigning for the ANC. So I don't support David Manela. I don't think we should just say, he's a young person, we must take him on. There are plenty young people who should be given opportunities, not because he's been given an opportunity because he supports the ANC as a young person. There are young people out there looking for employment who have the right qualifications but do not get appointments because they don't have ANC links. So Mr. Manela, we do not support. Who would prefer to see on the board? One, we were very, very clear when we were doing advertising that we need CAs. We agreed on that. That was a point that we were very clear about. On this list, there isn't a single CA. We only interviewed one CA, Mr. Rowan Nichols. So we need a CA on this board. Then there was Nokozola Aarons, who displayed great knowledge of the sector, who displayed great knowledge of the very famed and very little understood fourth industrial revolution, and I thought she was an excellent candidate. She should have been on the board. And also, Itami Tsesi. He has experience in the SABC, so he's the kind of guy who stood up to Saudi as a staff member. He was bullied, he had the SSA spying on him, so he's the kind of guy who has courage, and if you appoint him on the board, he'll hit the ground running. I want David Maimela and Seth Cooper and Lekala Kala have no experience in the SABC. They'll have to take time to learn. Itani will get there, hit the ground running. These people are going to take time to still study what the SABC is about. There's no time for that. We need people to go there and work now, because the SABC is in serious crisis. So we don't need people that are going to get there and still must learn the ropes and We don't have time for that. So, those are the candidates that we would have liked to see on the board. This list does not have a CA. This list has people who don't have broadcasting experience. This list has people in Seth Cooper who was found to have conducted himself irregularly, who is known to surround himself with acolytes, who showed us he is an arrogant person. So him, no. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Van Dam. At least already we have consensus on three names. On four.
Which one is the other
one? Oh, okay. Thank you very much. At least honorable members who have consensus on four names. So it's a good start. Honorable Ndlozi?
Thanks, Chairperson. First of all, I want to express my disappointment with the ways in which the interviews went. There are a lot of members in the panel who who did not demonstrate the knowledge, the required competent knowledge to interrogate candidates. Actually, at some point, some of the questions were very embarrassing. They brought the reputation of this committee into disrepute. But also it cast a shadow of doubt on whether they are capable, as part of the committee, to deliberate on what is needed. What kind of people must walk through this eye of the needle? So that judgment is important and is going to make the conversation very hard. That's number one. We've been in this position for many, many times. And how we've always worked was through consensus, understanding that the SABC needs the necessary space, the necessary independence, and needs a committee that as much as possible works together. I warned, this is the most toxic time in politics to try and constitute the leadership of any institution, because everyone's campaigning. That's the second thing that was happening here. Members of the committee trying to campaign for their political parties instead of prioritizing the interviews of the SABC board. But what does that mean again? We break for a caucus. I know that Honorable Kalago didn't bring it to the record, but it's going to be hard to find consensus for the first time in the fifth democratic parliament. As its sun sets, we're going to leave the SABC with any, you know, majoritarianism type of an approach. In general, the best of the best in the industry did not apply. We already were dealing with a generally weak candidate pool. People with lots of experiences in different spaces, in different lives, except broadcasting. So if you didn't show in your life any passion for broadcasting, Honorable Van Damme, for an example, says the accountant. The guy doesn't even know that Mnet is not part of SABC. Those are the people that we're faced with here. People who didn't know, they sugarcoat to us. Fourth Industrial Revolution, Third Industrial Revolution. There's no interest in the SABC. There's no interest in the broadcasting sector. There's no interest in the developments that are happening technologically. Now, having said that, so the following people have no broadcasting experience, have never shown interest. Their first interest in broadcasting is to be a leader. It's like arriving in church, and then you ask, where do the bishops sit? You just got converted now, but you are asking, where do the bishops sit? You say David Maimela has articles that he has written, has shown intellectual formidability, but what is he writing about? What is he writing about? He's not writing about broadcasting. He's not writing about anything related to the SABC in relation to his problems. So the only thing I'm like pulling from is that he was a president of SAFCO, so there's an education, you know, aspect to him. But what does the SABC mean? So he definitely won't hit the ground running, number one. Number two, he's an ANC activist. He's on Facebook telling people to vote for the ANC. And when you say to him, is that correct? He says, of course it is. So he's not even planning to stop it when he goes into the board, because it's right to be openly politically partisan in the SABC board. It's tragic that you are even considering him. Seth Cooper. I think the entire industry will be seriously, seriously insulted and undermined with this candidate. I'm still to hear what you are seeing in Seth Cooper. He's very self-obsessed, beats his chest with his titles. I mean, he's got an entitlement syndrome, actually. Because he struggled somehow. So he's talking to us. Us were young. So you don't know what we would have done, but But your record in the post-democratic era is that you actually were a bad leader in a university. As a serious institution, he failed dismally to run that institution. You take that failure, you bring it to the SABC. I'm saying you had a lot of options, but the guy doesn't have a broadcasting experience, number one. Number two, he has never shown broadcasting in his, in interest in his life. I don't know if he watches TV or movies or films, I don't know. But the point is, there's demonstrable evidence of his bad leadership and mismanagement of an institution. In fact, Professor Malekgapuru and him were contestants for the vice-chancellorship of UKZN. And had Kader Asmal not released that report, Seth Cooper would have contested that position fair. He had to withdraw, he had to say, no, I'm not available, because that report was damning on him. Go ask the student movement. Go ask the student activists who were interacting in South Africa when he was vice-chancellor. I don't know what you want in Seth Cooper. And I wanted to pose a question to him because, and I know he's listening, I know majoritarianism is going to defeat us here, but he has to answer a question about cheating in an exam when he was a student. I will raise it directly with him. He must answer that question, whether he cheated in an exam when he was a student, a young student, and his parents had to go negotiate for him to continue. I will get back to that one. But I've received such information. And then finally, so Advocate Likalaka as well, Miss Benedict, no broadcasting experience. Now, there's a lot of men here as well. You've got four males in the board already, and there's four males here, so if my numbers are going correctly, it's too much masculinity. So I would persuade Honorable Kalago and members of the ANC to reconsider, at least on the basis of, because they're saying gender, but they didn't break it down. What is going to be the gender spread in the SABC board with this list? Because you already have four males. Even the executive members are males. So I don't know. What is the gender balance, Honorable Kalago? It's my question to you. Now, we agreed on Marcia. She was the best candidate of all of them. And she has been in ICASA, she has been formidable. If you wanted people who are going to hit the ground running, you should have put Itani. You should have put Itani. Also, his properly written reports that were presented to the SIBC did predict this situation financially that the SIBC is in, by the way. Because the risk compliance officer is able to make projections about the risks that an institution will fail if it continues to do certain things. He compiled a report that was rejected there in the SABC, which said, if you continue with this trend, you're going to make this loss. Why wouldn't you take a guy that cut his teeth? He was struggling, was part of the liberation struggle against Saudi Mutsene. And then they even put spies on him, spooks. Why wouldn't you want such a person? Why would you go for... I don't understand the logic there. Nokuzola Ahrens. And, I mean, why wouldn't you go for her? I'm not sure all of them here, the rest of them except Dr. Sotwigo, none of them come close to Nokuzola. These were your well... brought up, they come up, they've gone through the ranks, meaning they are tried and tested in the sector, which is a much broader sector. And then I think you should have also gone, we should have gone for Lulama Mukhubu, and for obvious reasons as well. These are people like Itani. When they arrive there in the SABC, they are not going to be workshopped about the SABC. Nobody will come present a lie to them, because they understand the institution, number one, and they fought left, right, and center to try and bring the institution where it was. So, unfortunately, the only name I agree with there is is Marcia, and I have no rejection that much on the other names, but want to express on the record rejection of Seth Cooper, David Maimela. The grounds for these two names, I'm not sure where do you go. Also, you need females. Let's take them out and put women, if you can't compromise. Nobuzola Ahrens, at least ourselves and the DA, we agree that's a superb candidate. I seem to remember yourselves very impressed with her during our tea breaks and very civil engagements. We were very happy with that candidate. Nobody was not happy. Let us put Nobuzola Ahrens. Let's debate Lulama Mukhubo. But in the name of at least a gender balance, which you comrades say you want, I think that will be my proposal to the changes in this list. Otherwise, Seth Cooper is a tragedy. Thank you.
They were said first.
Yeah.
Yeah, but can I say, how many? We have four women. No, I'm just talking about the process we're in. The process we're in. Okay.
I would like to propose this regarding Seth Cooper. So we had questions about Dr. Sotsiwa, and Dr. Sotsiwa sent us a report. Seth Cooper, there is a report similar to the allegations. Well, actually, with him, it's not allegations. There is a damning report about him. I think before, as a committee, we agree on that name, we need to see that report. In the same way we saw Dr. Sokrikwa's report. We need that report. We need to apply our minds to that report. Any member of this committee who does not think they need to apply their minds to a damning report about a candidate should really ask themselves, why is it that they're willing to appoint someone who has a damning report against them, who is arrogant, who thinks because he's a struggle hero, he doesn't have to account to anyone. He was name dropping. I know every single president. No, I'm not proposing. So
are you done?
I'm done. So I'm just saying, can we please see that report first before we proceed? Otherwise, on what grounds is he appointed? We demanded the same from Sotsiwa. Can we see that report from Seth Cooper? Fair is fair.
Thank you very much. I think we have names now from everybody.
Yes.
Honorable Kalago, then Honorable Tedi, Honorable Klaba.
No. Thank you, Chair. We have names and some agreements on some few names. But let me come to this Seth Cooper thing. I think the what angered most of the members in the opposition is his forthrightness. Just forthright, goes to you straight, just lying low. I'm sure he doesn't want people characters like him. So because and even a member funder. That's why they accuse him of arrogance. I didn't see any arrogance with Seth Cooper when we... And the report they are talking about, we didn't ask Seth to come with a report like we did to others when the issues were raised. And the report they are talking... We could have asked Seth to come with that report if they could have tabled it themselves. Look, now he's coming. I wish what he's saying, he must go and say it outside about Seth. That he cheated at school. And then, no, you are protected by parliament here. Yeah. Don't take chances. Go outside and say it there. Because a tendency of members of parliament is to say things they cannot say outside. So I challenge him to go and say that outside about Seth. Seth will answer for himself. So I think the problem they have is they can manipulate Seth Cooper. The opposition can manipulate Seth Cooper like it used to try to do to other board members. I'm talking about you, what you're saying. I'm talking.
Where's the report?
Can you protect the speaker?
Where's the report? Where's the report? Because you didn't table any report before us. You didn't even have a cadence of saying, hey, there's this we're getting about Seth Cooper. This is the report team goes, can it circulate to members? Or you circulate it as you do to us. You didn't do that. Now you want to create some hullabaloo, some things in the air, cloudy, you know, things which are not there. Because you didn't say those things yet. No, you didn't. When Cooper took you on, you deemed him arrogant. So I would listen if they were coming with any deadly chair. They are so obsessed with this rumor or gossip, I don't know where they get from, that we want to make Seth Cooper a chair. There's a chair of the board. How do you make Seth Cooper a chair of the board? There's a chair of the board. These are additional members. So I don't know where do they get that discussion. Who discussed with them that? I don't know. Because we don't have that at all, chair. And again, you know, member Van Damme, he's repeating exactly what he could not, you know, push through when Ben Likalaka was there. On the issues which he raises about where the SEC ruling or in Johannesburg. So that obsession of them, that if somebody, I will come to David, because the only opposition about David, and David clearly said to them, no, look, if he's a member of the ANC, what is wrong? He's a South African. Is there anything wrong in that? If somebody is a member of the DA or member of, and is put in an institution of government, nothing wrong. So their opposition to him is precisely because he was just very clear that yes, they want to prejudice him because they have been conflict with him over social media about ANC, campaigning for ANC. Why should he actually be shy about that? Because DA doesn't want it. No. Can't behave like that in this country. We have plurality of views here. The challenge and responsibilities when a person is put into a position of dealing with South Africans, you leave those things away. So I really, Chair, doesn't understand what exactly they are, except just that those were strong candidates which they can manipulate them. And I'm definitely sure those two, whoever comes from whatever world, you won't manipulate Seth Cooper. You won't manipulate Ben at all. Benjamin Likalaka. So I don't. Maybe, Chair, we can talk about other things, the gender, that we know the board there, it's only males now who are left there four. And now here we are putting five to as part of adding there, in a situation where there was no females at all. Maybe we can talk about those things. But other things which was coming because David Maimela was his leader. No, those things is for them. We They we look at his capacity, which is there.
Just a quick proposal, Honorable Chair. Sorry.
I'm going to come to you now.
No, it's not a point of order. No. Is it possible for Honorable
Chair to say that you must
be. Can I be protected, Chairperson?
Yeah, you are protected. That's what I explained to Honorable Zoo. That you already have taken the platform.
Yeah.
It's going to come.
Okay, Chair, I think let's correct a few issues here. We the first one is that we've presented a list already with 5 females. Should be very clear. And 3 males. It is correct that in the past we have been arriving at decisions at the level of the committee through persuasion. But if they are not ready to be persuaded or with substantive issues, obviously at some stage democracy will have to prevail. That would be unfortunate. The Honorable Kalok indicated that it would be wrong to start now to talk about who is likely to be the chairperson, deputy chairperson. And in my view, I think that's the prerogative of the president. Even if we're to review that, it's the president who can only review that particular aspect. So we must not go into that thing because that will create problems. The second last misleading thing, Chair, is that you'll remember we advertised the post for this board last year. We re-advertised. There were new people who applied. We also took on board those who applied last year. So the issue of people not some other CAs and other people who might not necessarily have applied at this particular stage, that should not arise. It can't only be CAs who must run this board. We need a variety of skills, legal, as you have indicated here. We are presenting a list with people of various skills. People who have got legal background, people who have got financial skills, people who have been in the board, because we're also trying to balance here. We can't have people who can't have a board which is solely dominated by people who have been one or another who have been in SABC. To us, that would be a recipe for disaster. So we're trying to strike a balance. As much as one people who have got an experience in governance matters, but we're also looking at people who are not necessarily too much involved in other boards, because that has been one of the aspects in the past, Chair. People who are in so many boards and that are not putting emphasis and concentration and giving the necessary support to the SABC. So we're trying to strike a balance. One, people have got that experience in governance, but we also want people who are not involved in so many boards who will not end up giving the necessary attention this board is supposed to get. Want to stabilize the board, and as I've indicated, that can only happen if we have a balance of people with experience and those who are not necessarily involved in so many things. The last one, Chair, we overall, as the ANC, we are impressed about the people that we are presenting now. They've prove beyond reasonable doubt that they can deliver. And that can be proved by, because these interviews were live, people were even texting here indicating that indeed these are people who are up to the task, who can deliver. We want to stabilize the SABC. And in our view, the list that we are presenting is composed of people who will assist us to stabilize the SABC. There are views around one or two candidates, yes, it's correct. But at some stage, democracy will have to prevail. Thanks.
Honorable Father.
Thanks. Thanks, Chair. I think, Chair, it's fair that we start by acknowledging everybody who had applied. I think he had shown confidence to lead this committee and service to country. So it will be unfair of us, really, to may want to ridicule or raise or be against how they may have performed in a particular manner in a bad way. I think we must appreciate that, because from 383, even shortlisted to 24, everybody who have applied, I think, have shown capability and have read the advert to can apply. But Chair, I would come to the names. I think I will start with Professor Cooper. For me, Professor Cooper, as ANC had proposed him, is the right candidate. He had even shown that he had no contracts within government. And one thing good about him, he cannot be dominated. And he's ready to be a team player. And that shame is symbolized in his experience, having served in many environments, and nationally, continentally, even internationally. And when we looked to his CV, we're able to relate to the work that he may have done, not only here in South Africa. His experience to have served within team player spirit is quite well. And he also served in some other boards, which is something we really need. He believes also in local content, and except that chair, where he was serving at the university, he had also stabilized, and by the time he had been there, those who were acting were able to be appointed. I think he's a strong candidate, which we are putting here for the country to really consider. On David Maimela, he's young, and he had had experience on 20 years on public policy space, and we can't pressurize him on being young, that perhaps experience within the board and so on. We are currently, as the country, talking around the issue of experience, and we need young blood to rejuvenate and to take SABC forward, rather than Robson, who may be an old man, and there's a challenge around issue of transformation. And the future of the SABC need to be saved within the young blood. It's important that we really consider David Maimela. I think beyond the old man, was not clear on the transformational issues. So it can be. And then, Chair, on issue of Lulama, Chair, the SABC board, we don't want to be settling scores of the past year. There may have been challenges and problems around issue of Saudi and so on, and some people who are still working in the SABC are still there. I think those controversies somehow will still be following Lulama. So that is a challenge for me to can agree with that name. I don't agree with it. I don't agree with Robson. I don't agree with Itani. Remember, with Itani, that's where we also learned that there are brown envelopes in the SABC which are tantamount and closer to corruption, people being bribed for freelancers and so on. And we heard it from him. So you can't be saying that culture somehow stopped, even though he may have went out and left the SABC, but the practice had been there, and it's worrisome about such culture. So that's why I would reject the issue of Itani. And then issue of Nokuzola, she may have resigned from previous sitters, but the conflict of interest come to the fore here. So I also reject that one. So I stand, Chair, to really be in support of the names as proposed by Honorable Kalako. Just to mention something on Ms. Benedict Mutei. The issue of artists and actors within the SABC are cause for concern. She was very well on the issues which need to be clarified and cleared here. And she's a poet. And then believes strongly on issue of education content and the issue of human rights, which for me attracted me very well. And it was also clear on saying that the people must do a right thing to be paying TV licenses. And one other example that were very clear was an example of Scandinavia, whereby people are paying and so on. And such examples will be replicated
to be implemented in the SABC. And she was strong on the issues of SABC Foundation, issues of democracy, corporate social development. That is very good. And 20 years of accountability and governance. So Benedict Mutai is one other good candidate which falls within the list of Honorable Kalaka. And I will confine myself with the list of Honorable Kalaka. I'm saying no to Robson, Lulama, Itani, and Nokzola, no.
So not yet persuaded. Honorable Dlozi? Honorable Dlozi?
Last one, who's Robson, Chief? I don't know who's Robson, but...
Who came here with the wheelchair?
But there's no Robson here that was proposed. This guy. Chairperson, here's my... No, number one, let's correct a few things, Honorable Kalako. We've never been in a social media battle with David Maime. Number one, at all. I don't even follow him. But research indicated, which is something he doesn't deny. I find it tragic, and the public must actually hear. The ANC says it's not wrong for people to be in the board and openly campaign for political parties. It's not wrong. It says that's a diversity of views. To be at the helm of the public broadcaster and publicly campaign for this and that political party during elections or beyond. I hope we are hearing the type of a board that is being constituted here. One. Two, it is also incorrect that we did not put the ministerial report to Seth Cooper. I would ask Honorable Kalako to go and watch those interviews. We put that report to him. We even asked him, okay, why didn't you challenge it? So to say that we didn't raise it here is not true. Maybe we're in different interviews. Because we put that report, we spoke about Kada Asmal, we even quoted, I even gave as part of the report when we put two kinds of challenges to him. His appointment to the Psychology Association by Mandumsa Shabalala Simang. We also put the Kada Asmal report to him. And then we spoke to him about the appointment. The resignation of Pitika Ntuli. We spoke about the appointment of some of the managers in the university. The successor of Pitika Ntuli as the dean of students. Where did we take that? Because we put the report to him. So it's not true that we didn't. And that's fine if you want him, but don't misrepresent facts of what happened in an interview where we were all there. I don't want to say what other members were doing when we were putting the report. If the route we were going to take, what did you do? What questions were other members asking you? So I won't degenerate. I put it under a general comment. So I wanted to correct those two things. I have no problem with young people. And I think David should be given a chance. But I'm scared about the person at that level who is still confused about openly campaigning. I gave him a chance to clarify that. I said, should the judge of the Constitutional Court or the High Court openly say which party they vote for when we know the process of the appointment of judges? We're not saying you shouldn't favor a political party. We're not saying you shouldn't vote. But should you openly campaign? The Act says they must show fairness. And fairness is not, it must be seen. You have to be seen to be fair. So all political parties that come in front and get covered by the SA need to feel that you are fair. Even public servants that are surrounding the minister now, public servants, I'm not the ones that are appointed differently, the public servants who go through a rigorous process of appointment, they have political views. They vote for political parties, but they will tell you, it's not good. It will confuse all of us if you start being openly political, you go and you campaign. It often is very day. But this is worse. It's not just a head of the Department of Health or whatever. It's the SABC. Its duty is broadcasting. So I don't agree with him in relation to that belief of him, which is affirmed by Honorable Kalako, that it is correct. It's actually not correct. You would lose that in a court of law 10-0. Finally, Chairperson, gender question. I wanted to give Honorable Kalako a chance earlier on to unpack what he means we can speak about gender. He's the only one who said, let us talk about that. Indeed, let's do that. What's saying to you, remove two males. Remove two males. Let's put two more capable women into that board. Surely we can agree that a male-dominated board in this time and age is reactionary. Let's put, that's my proposal to the NC caucus. Since it has openly told us that democracy is going to prevail, I accept that, as I always do. But then let's talk, you said there's an open loop, which is to take the board, majority of it as male, is not proper. There are already four males in there. When you add those three, it's going to be 7-5. At least, let it be 7-5 on the other side. And I think that if we were to agree, real comrades, Nokuzola was talent. That's talent. Tried and tested talent. Nokuzola Aaron, tried and tested talent. Let's come closer to that. And I would also insist on Lula Mamukubo. You see, those things you're saying about Seth Cooper, I don't know them. There's no evidence of them. That you can't impose on him. You can't plan with him wrong things. You can't say, no, let's appoint somebody illegally. But Lulama is the only candidate, actually, who has fought those battles openly. Who has said, no, I won't sign this. This is illegal. That Seth Cooper won't do that. I don't know. There are many people who went to Robben Island who did very wrong things. One of them led the country for a very long time. Even the report of the sitting president about the SSA is damning on that Robben Islander. So, Honorable Kalako, gender. Let's put two formidable women and take out two males out of this list, or two men out of the list. And those are my proposed two women names. Thank you.
3 points, Chair. One, the report, the Dunman report against Seth Cooper. We do not have that report, but he acknowledged the existence of it. So as this committee, we have the power to go to the Department of Higher Education and request that report. In the same way that we requested for Nokuzola Aarons, for Dr. Sakwiga, I won't labor my points. But we did say we need a CA. We are very clear about that. We don't have a CA. And there was only one CA appointed. So I would like to propose that we take a break. We've made suggestions. And let's try and not side with constitutionalism and not majoritarianism. So I don't know if they're open to further negotiation. And I must raise a serious objection. While Honorable Josie was speaking, the minister mumbled, shut up. That is unbecoming behavior for a minister to say to a member of a committee that has oversight over her. It is shameful, and I would like her to apologize, not only to Honorable Josie, but Honorable all of us. You can't come here in Parliament and tell a member of this committee, shut up. She must apologize. It's really, really unbecoming.
Chair.
Honorable Machoba, please, we have been waiting for too long.
Okay.
Check. I think we I don't think we have a problem. I don't think we have a problem in giving them a last chance to be persuaded on what we are presenting. We don't have a problem. But I wanted to clarify one serious issue here, because if it's not clarified here, we'll leave here with something very misleading to the public. The issue of David being a member of the ANC and strongly campaigning for the ANC, because Honorable Ndlozi here is misleading. He has clearly indicated he is a member of the ANC campaigning, and there's nothing wrong. What matters is how does he conduct himself as soon as he is appointed a board member. I think that is what is more important.
So
I just wanted to clarify that one. The ANC is not saying it's good to appoint a member of the ANC and still go there and push party politics in the board. That's not what we're saying. We're saying there's nothing wrong in David being a member, but what is more important is him not being professional and pushing party politics as a member of the board. That is the crux of the matter. But as I'm saying, Chair, my suggestion is, we don't have any fear of continuing engagements for the next five minutes or so, and then we'll reconvene. We don't have any problem.
I think everyone's made their points plenty clear. So can we have a...
Can you allow us fairly to participate? Fandana cannot participate.
Machoba has been
waiting. We can allow that.
Honorable Machoba.
Thank you, Chair. I think with my lower voice, I will start from what Honorable Dr. Ndlozi says in his introduction. Before I will support the names, I want to remind these two honorables on day two. When Honorable Ndlozi was insulted by Fanda, a serious insult. I was between those two honorables. And you had to decisively respect both of them and not taking the fight. I was raising this issue of the bad behaviors on the second day of our interviews. I won't say much according to our capacity as a committee, but what we know, we respect each other. Chair, yes, we respect each other. No, don't point finger to the minister, because on that day too, you were very rude, my daughter. You were very rude. And I tried to calm you, to say, calm down. Now today, Rose is sitting next to you, because we have one common goal, to ridicule, yes, because your plan is to rubbish these names. That's why you're sitting next to Al-Fada today. On that day, no.
You want me to sit next to you?
No, I don't want you next to me.
I can come.
I sorted out our issue.
Mama is angry. I'm not sitting next to her.
When we have started
fight like siblings.
I won't stop to talk.
And then
we
sort out
our
issues. We fight like siblings.
You know,
leave us.
You know, Chair, when we start to discuss these names, I remember it's the Princess Honorable. I call you Princess because you said no one will talk here while you are talking. Then we keep quiet. Now after we talk, after the other person gave the other person to talk, you are talking. You are talking. No, Fandamo, you are not our boss. You are the boss in your DA. We have our boss here. Please.
Right.
Chair, I'm supporting these names that we are raising here. And we don't want to spend more time. Because we had to do these interviews and we were not blind. We have chosen these names accordingly. I don't know whether I can repeat to read these names, because we have eight names. Papaya, Patel, Sotikwa, Mamutuki, Benedict, Advocate Elakalakala, Cooper, Maimela. I support those eight names.
Chair, I'd like to object to being called a princess. I know I'm young, but I am 35 years old, so I don't qualify to be called a princess. If she'd like to give me a title, I prefer queen, because I'm a grown woman, I'm not a child. So princess, no thanks.
I hope you don't want to drag them in.
I can withdraw.
Yeah,
I can. I'm saying princess.
Order. Yes. Honorable members. How?
Granny.
Honorable members.
You can say granny.
Honorable members. No, you can't. Honorable Kalako, I think in a good...
No, she case, wants to be Yanga Yanga.
There's a proposal...
We can accommodate her in the Women's League.
For
Yanga Yanga.
For you to go into a caucus mode again.
We'll accommodate you. We'll enroll you into a membership. We'll become Yanga Yanga.
We'll adjourn for 5 minutes this time.
Thank you.